You dick! How dare you? How dare you steal my clap sync? It's my clap sync. It's not our clap sync. Mine.
Hey, man, they don't know what's going on.
They do, because he doesn't edit this out. He's going to leave that in there.
I think he should. God damn. It's just going to be out of it's going to be out of audio sync because you both were fucking assholes.
Do I have to re-clap?
No, it'll be fine.
Do it. Go ahead.
Well, now it has to stay in.
Right. No, we're keeping all of this.
Yeah, so I'm just syncing the audio. I'm not cutting anything out now.
That's fine. Yeah. It's not like you cut much out of the podcast anyways.
Yeah.
So anyways, welcome to a very special podcast, Let's Podcast. Not really, it's not special. We just took last week off because Mr. Nelson had some script writing duties to do.
Ooh.
Top secret project, can't talk about it now.
Yeah, that stuff. Fresh start, continue campaign.
Yes.
You're only 35%?
There's a lot in this game.
Huh?
I really want to play this on the podcast. You gotta play offline, because I think you're gonna have to hit start. Yeah, you gotta hit square to join. You hit square too.
You have to turn on the controller.
It is on.
It turned off.
Oh,
go to new user.
New user and guest. Ah, oh, there we go. Play as guest, yeah. Do not sign in.
Now hit square.
It says guest right there, so
Be
there. I think. I don't know. We'll
What's
see.
Happening?
You have to go
so
to.
It looks like
you have
I
to go
control.
To a terror location.
Okay.
But anyways, I'm sorry. I'm back.
We're back.
Yeah. We took last week off. Nelson, the top secret script writing project to do. But yeah, so we're back. But you basically got two episodes the week before because it was so long. So.
Yeah.
And I gave you the after show this week, so you guys are a bit spoiled. So I don't want
to
hear
sure my control is about to die because.
Come on, man.
Man, plug that in.
How does that work? You haven't played the PlayStation in forever.
That's the problem.
Oh my gosh.
You gotta unplug that from the Xbox.
Plug that in here.
What just happened? Oh.
Loading. I'm so glad PlayStation switched to the micro USB.
Okay. America.
There we go. Oh, you're both Rambo.
Cool. Nice.
So we're back. We're doing our thing. We were hoping... Those are our minds.
Oh!
Oh, God!
We were hoping to be playing the new Nintendo console, the mini classic NES.
The new old console.
But guess what Nintendo did? They done fucked up. So...
You know, effed up AA Ron.
Basically, you would have thought that they were learned last year from the Amiibo shortage.
Nope.
They did not learn from the Amiibo shortage.
Oh, there's no batteries in there.
Don't!
What?
Those are mines!
Yeah, those are mines.
Well, I mean, I stepped there briefly. I mean...
Well, you gotta be quick. Jump. Nope, not quick enough. Now, Sason, you can go down there and you can shoot the others up.
See, I took a bullet for you, bro.
Yeah.
See that?
So...
Yes, I appreciate that.
There was a massive shortage, so as our fans know, but for you new folks... We are in the D.C. area, so we're in a major urban metropolitan area.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that Nintendo would send out a lot of consoles to a major area. Nope. The Best Buy here got 10. The Target got 3. GameStop got like 5.
That was hilarious. I'm sorry.
So there was a total of 20. I think you guys got to go down. So there was like a total.
Oh, watch it!
Of 20.
Oh, why would you do that?
Of 20 freaking Nintendos coming our way this year. Or this thing. So Nintendo didn't.
Oh.
No, you gotta go down. You gotta use
your knife. No, I died.
I know,
there.
But you gotta use your knife and climb down.
Alright.
Screw that, America.
America. Fuck yeah.
But
where was that grenade before?
Let me restart this because I keep getting distracted by you.
Oh, bungee sticks. Yeah, don't jump.
That's why you died.
Yep.
Just shoot through the ground.
Shoot through the ground?
Yeah, shoot through the ground. You can shoot through the ground. Let me try this again. So Nintendo messed up. keeps screwing this up. So basically, let me restart this. Just restart. Lion face, lion face. You guys got completely distracted with Bro 4. Probably getting nice little feedback. As you can see, we took a week off and now we're just totally unprofessional.
Yep, we are not doing very well.
So.
Hang on, grenade.
This little rant for you guys is going to be a preview. You guys are all out. You didn't replay your name. Gotta go back up now. This is going to be a little preview to a new show we call, which is going to be called Fireside Chat. And basically, Fireside Chat is one of us will be sitting by one of my many fireplaces. We have one there, one upstairs, one in my bedroom, and then we have the fire pit out back that you guys saw on the spooky podcast. So the Fireside Chat's going to be about
way too far.
15-minute show.
No, like, type of control over this at all?
No.
Say, like,
the,
I mean,
the Fireside Chats are like 15-minute shows.
Oh, shit! You just jumped in there! Oh!
I mean, I come to wreck stuff, man.
Are like 15-minute shows where we kind of rant about something. We'll pick something to talk about. Mm-hmm. If you've ever watched Jim Sterling's Jimquisitions on the YouTubes, it's kind of in the same vein as that, where we just kind of take a few moments just to talk about whatever's bugging us in the gaming world. Here's a little preview that we'll probably do in a scripted Fireside Chat, because those will also be scripted. This is off the cuff. Basically, Nintendo last year, for any of you Amiibo collectors like myself, no, last year, Wave 1 and 2 of the Amiibo was a clusterfuck by Nintendo. They didn't make nearly enough, which, yeah, I was going to give them the benefit of the doubt with the Amiibo. You know, it was something new. You know, people, they probably didn't know how many people would be into it, so you don't want to overproduce something new and, you know, get stuck.
Watch out.
Oh!
Get stuck.
Wait, what the...
You got crushed.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
Get stuck.
I didn't do that.
There, he can get you back if he gets over there, though. You got to throw a grenade down there. Get all those dogs. Or just blow that guy up. Oops.
Hey, he didn't die.
No. They're following you. You're back.
As Rambo, again.
Yeah, I think because he started while you guys were in game, he's Rambo. You don't have to get down there. Don't worry about him. They're trapped.
Yeah, let's go this way. Oh, shit. Oh crap! Oh, he's dead.
There's more grenades though, you might want to refill. So with the Amiibos, there was a shortage, but like I said, you know, they didn't know what the demand was gonna be. Mm-hmm. Though they never really picked up production on the Amiibos, so Nintendo did create a shortage later on, which didn't make any sense because it's not like the diamond industry where there's like, oh, we have a shortage kind of thing where they drive the prices. Nintendo was still selling them to the retailers for the regular price. And they weren't making any extra money, so the shortage made no sense. Mm-hmm. But whatever. You know, there's a guy over there. It's the OnePlus 6. And it took like a whole year to get like... the one of the Wave 1s that I didn't get that I wanted was Samus Aran right down there from Metroid.
Oh,
that was a brilliant death season. with Samus, and it took a whole freaking year for that to get back in stock for Nintendo to make.
That was crazy because you were looking for that for a while.
You would think after a while, you know.
Yeah, they would have put it back in front, especially like a popular character. It's not like I was looking for like an obscure, you know, Amiibo character,
right?
Like an Animal Crossing character. I was looking for Metroid. Damn it.
Yeah. I know.
So I mean, it took a whole year for them to get the new ones out instead of me like one. And I didn't pay $50 for them, but like you'd see them for like $50 and shit like that. So it's ridiculous. So Nintendo tweeted. They tweeted at like 10 o'clock this morning. Oh, we're aware of the shortage, and we're going to get more out before the holiday season's over.
But how long has this been going on for? You said over a year, right?
No, I'm sorry. I'm talking about the Nintendo console now.
Okay.
So basically, they knew there was a shortage. They hyped this thing up at E3.
Right.
And they weren't prepared for it. And E3's in July. They had till November. And this is a small little mini console that's basically an emulator. You know, playing right. ROMs, playing 30 Nintendo games. Therefore, it ain't going to be a powerful computer in there. It should not have been that hard for them to make enough of these to meet a good chunk of the demand. You know?
Yeah, so... my thing with this whole... so are we going to get into the limitations of this console? Because...
oh, we'll get into that in a second. I'm not quite done. So like I said, it was extremely limited in our area, our metropolitan area. So God knows how many are in like the rural areas that those smaller stores got. You can jump over there. But it was just kind of a shit show today. Like I,
oh God, oh I'm dead, don't die.
I went online at like 2 a.m. this morning to try to buy one online. They weren't for sale. And then they weren't for sale online, even though, you know, it was the 15th.
Right.
And I went back to sleep. And then I woke back up at 5 just for my internal clock for work and shit like that, even though today was a holiday. You can't get any more.
Okay.
And I checked BestBuy.com. It was already sold out online. Because my plan was...
What the...
My plan was to buy it online, store pickup, and just go when they open today. So I couldn't do that. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the gym around 8. I'll swing by Best Buy, check out, see if there's a line or anything like that. I get there, I see a line of people leaving. Best Buy only got, like I said, like 10. They had passed out tickets. Everyone else was SOL. GameStop had a line wrapping around the block, and they only had like 5.
Yeah.
And it was ridiculous, like the shortage. So I just like, I actually went over to Kohl's and Bed Bath & Beyond, because they'll carry those, you know, console things for Christmas. So I thought, maybe they got one. They didn't.
No.
And I went by Target, and I knew Target didn't have any, but I was curious. I was like, how many did you guys get? And the guy was like, we got 3. I was like, this is crazy, ridiculous. So, it's just a massive shortage. Nintendo,
hang on.
You
know, oh, there you go.
It's a small console that's just basically an emulator machine. They could have easily, you know, met some sort of demand by between July and now for that.
Right. I mean, they just could have better prepared for it, and they didn't, so.
Yeah, it's exactly. You're going to blow yourself up.
Oh, no! I got crushed by a friggin' rock.
Yeah, shoot him. He's going to shoot you. And so it's just, they screwed that demand up. They screwed it up wholeheartedly.
Yeah. And it's surprisingly.
And I've seen the internals of it. I don't know like exactly what the chips are that they're using, but there's not much there.
They can't be.
It's like a TI-81 calculator basically.
With like some solid state hard drive shit.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like, how could they not have a better supply out there?
Honestly, I don't think it was due to limitations of the hardware. I mean, because
That's what I'm saying. It's like something so easy to produce.
Right.
That the fact that they couldn't meet demand
right.
was ridiculous, especially something they purposely hyped up. So, to me, it's Nintendo purposely doing that to get people to talk about it. But here's the problem with Nintendo doing that. We are in a world of mobile devices, Xbox One S's, PlayStation 4s, playing games, Marvel Puzzle Quest on our phones. And, which, by the way, you need to download that and join our alliance.
Okay. Yes.
Because it's not 1985 anymore.
Yeah, you're not the only game in town, Nintendo. And we've got short attention spans now.
Oh, I jumped into that.
So it's like, people are excited about that today. When they finally meet demands, like maybe later in the month, maybe by Black Friday, the demand might not be as high anymore.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like, Nintendo might have hurt themselves, because people are selling that shit for like $900 online right now. And if you buy that for $900 online, you're retarded, because you can buy, I think, almost all those games on the
virtual console.
Virtual console for like $4 a pop. So that's 30 times 4, and it might even be cheaper than that. But let's do 30 times 4. That's $120 right there.
Right.
So that's way less money.
Gotta get that crate down there. That'll bring me back. Jeez.
We can go that way, but that guy's got a bomb strapped to him, so you might want to throw another one down there.
Where?
That guy down there's got a bomb strapped to him.
Yeah.
I think that was the...
No, it's the Xbox.
Xbox One. Yeah, I bought an S. Bought an S, and I bought the hotness to quell my disappointment.
Man, that controller's got some weight to it, so
it does.
Be excited, man, because it feels like quality.
I can't wait to use it.
But yeah, now I actually want one.
So, yeah.
The S did something that the PlayStation didn't. You can play 4K Blu-rays on there.
Yeah. Yep. So, I bought Deadpool on 4K Blu-ray, even though I already own the Blu-ray.
Oh, wow, really? Oh, no!
Watching you guys play this keeps getting me distracted. But, yeah, so, I mean, Nintendo, it's not 1986, not 1985. You're not the only game in town anymore. You've got competition. You got competition from free mobile games. Marvel Puzzle Quest, like I said.
Another plug.
Yeah. Oh, I love that game. Dude, it's so addicting.
Is it?
It's like, I've been resisting it for like a year and a half now. James Willem from Funhouse constantly talks about it.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, like, I can't remember what they were talking about in the podcast recently that made me like, fine, I'm going to freaking download and give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
I finally did. And the best part is, like, I was talking to some of my other friends online about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, you guys need to download Marvel Puzzle Quest. And freaking Jeff, our good buddy Jeff, who shares this podcast with us for our audio listeners on Podbean, for goingfor2.com, he's like, bitch, I told you about that a year and a half ago. And I was like,
get on my level.
And I was like, I don't listen to you. So, it's like you got competition in town. And if you get them back in stores by Black Friday, there will be a bump. People will buy those. Mm-hmm. But if they're not in stores by Black Friday, a lot of people's holiday shopping's over. And you're going to be hurting. Like, I'm still going to buy one because I want one. But I think a lot of the demand is going to go away for it. And Nintendo is going to be hurt by that.
You know, I honestly think it's crazy that people are trying to get $900 for this old console. I mean,
watch it, get out of there.
Yeah, especially any tech savvy person, anybody who probably think about paying $900 for that knows how to download an emulator and ROM, like we talked about on the Spooky Edition.
Damn.
Yep.
And you're out of grenades, so you just got to. Oh, there's some right there. Yeah, I was like, oh, you're screwed. I throw grenades at that big boy.
I mean, you could take them out.
Nope.
Here you go, that way too. Watch it, there's a big one coming down.
Yeah, you just keep throwing grenades there.
Oh, no. Why would I do that?
Now you can go down. Now you can just go down. You don't even have to worry about him.
No, watch out for that guy. No!
That's so bad.
Look, so, no, you know what it is? It's because I can't tell the dude's got a bomb strapped to him because these graphics are like 1985.
Yeah. That's so in honor of us not getting a classic, we're playing a classic. Because we would be playing Contra right now.
It's all good. We're playing the Chinese knockoff.
Yeah, basically.
You know what? I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yep. So
I'm not paying $900 for a console.
Yeah, it's basically Nintendo's kind of hurting themselves with this. Because, you know, the demand, supply and demand law, it's not helping them. Because they're not getting the extra money.
Right. Oh, wait. I was going to throw another one down.
Some jackass third parties are. Same with the Amiibos. Like, they're shortage of Amiibos. And I think Nintendo, and that's the problem, Nintendo's a 100-year-old company, and they still do business like 100 years ago. Like, yeah, people are talking like, it is trending on Twitter right now. Fantastic. Trending on Twitter ain't getting them any money for those consoles.
True.
Don't get out of there!
So, it's just Nintendo's backwards thinking. Like, they've always been backwards thinking when it comes to gaming and things like that.
Well, just coming out with things and short supplying them.
Myself,
yeah.
I mean, and it's not like with the Wii, right?
Yeah. Well, I think the Wii was more of a hit than they expected. But at the same time, there's generally some sort of shortage for new consoles anyways. So, you know, them having a shortage for that wasn't too expected.
Well, no, because, I mean, I remember the shortage was a while to the point where, like, you'd have to, the only way that you could get it was either on eBay or some third party.
I got mine. Oh, maybe because I had friends that were working at GameStop.
Right.
I got mine quickly. Because I got it like a week later when they got the second shipment in. But yeah, it's ridiculous, this shortage that they're doing. It's not helping them at all, and it's just pissing people off.
Right.
So yeah, Nintendo, you kind of hurt yourself with that one, is basically what we're coming with. And I articulated this better in writing. So go to goingfor2.com. You can go there too. They're our sister website. But go to clashofthenerds.com to read it.
Oh, nice. You got me one.
Mm-hmm. And look for the fireside chat about this, which will be scripted and way more elegant.
Oh, crap.
Coming maybe this week or next week, because we also have another one about Gears of War, which we'll talk about in a second. But let's talk about the hardware limitations for this console.
No expandable storage. What is that all about? Once again, it is not 1985. You know what? Actually, the 1985 version was slightly better because if you think about the cartridge itself, that was more or less expandable storage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing.
You can save
like,
to it, but I mean,
the only downside to this console, other than this fucking supply,
I'm gonna grab another grenades. Hold on.
Is that you can't add more games. So it's like, what was Nintendo thinking? Again,
exactly.
It's backwards things. Like, have that thing connect to the internet, give it some sort of memory or like something to plug a flash drive into, to where we can download more games. Because you could charge, they could charge the virtual console price for that, and people would buy the games.
Yeah.
And I'm sure.
Or let me play my old games.
Yeah, because I mean those retro replays, they let you play your old cartridges.
Right? Yeah, like some way to play your old cartridges too. That would have been something smart too. But
yeah.
That I wasn't even a problem. I didn't really have a problem with that because of the size of the thing. Because it's like that big. Like it would like there was probably. To keep it down to like $60, probably stop them from,
Did you die?
Yep. I don't know how I did, though, but...
Probably stop them from, you know, making it so you could put old cartridges in there, which I was fine with.
Right, but if not that, then at least some kind of way to...
Definitely expand, like, add more games via the internet, you know? Mm-hmm. That would have been smart on their part. I don't know why they did that. Or didn't do that, I should say, but... It's just Nintendo's thinking. It's just like... And the thing is, like, usually I like to blame Nintendo Japan for this, because for whatever reason, they're usually backwards thinking.
What?
But the
this
first...
This isn't Super Mario. Yeah.
The first time we saw the classic NES was at E3. It was the American version of the Nintendo. And then later on, like a couple months later, there was a trailer release for the Famicom Mini. Mm-hmm. So that begs the question to me, did Nintendo of America think of this? And then Japan was like, oh, that's a good idea. Let's do this too. So if that's the case, you know, what the fuck, Reggie?
Well, sometimes I think things... I don't know. It's kind of funny, though, because sometimes things will release earlier in Japan and sometimes they won't.
Well, no, but what I'm getting at is not necessarily a release because they both came out today.
Okay.
Well, technically, Japan came out yesterday because they're 12 hours ahead of us,
yeah.
Roughly. No, what I'm saying is the Famicom Mini didn't even get announced like a month ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm thinking that maybe Nintendo of America was kind of doing this on their own.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Nintendo Japan was like, oh, that's kind of a cool idea. Let's do that, too.
Right.
Because we like money.
They probably did it better, though, too.
But, so it's just, yeah, no expandable memory, no way to download new games. I think that was definitely a cluster. So, Nintendo, if you do a classic Super Nintendo...
Which would be awesome.
Yeah, make sure there's make sure we can download new games to it. Like Turtles in Time! That better be on there.
So, do we know what the video output of it is?
HDMI.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, it's HDMI. Dang. So that's all good and gravy, but we're gonna move on from that. Nintendo, let's try to get to the 21st century. Nintendo, you're still stuck 100 years ago when your company started. I'm not gonna rant about Gears of War because I'm gonna save that for a fireside chat. But I will say the new update seemed to have done some weird things with the shotgun. That's all I'll say on that. But we have a giveaway. Because I already had the digital copy of Deadpool, and a digital copy came with my 4K DVD, we're going to give this away.
Or not.
And we're not giving it away. It's been claimed. It's already been won. All right. You are so selfish.
Don't judge me.
Oh,
yo.
Wow.
That I like that death, though. I mean, the way that he...
I don't know if you got him, but he might be in a hole. Nope, he dead. He dead. He gone.
This guy fell. Oh, what, damn it!
Why would you jump in?
I didn't.
What is... Let's go to the replay.
No, I didn't. I don't know why he fucking jumped there, but he did. But
language.
Do it. No.
But no, I got the new Xbox One S, which seems to be really small, really nice. I haven't got to check it out yet because I had so much I had to transfer over there. It took like 2 hours. But that it was actually shorter than I expected to be. Also picked up Titanfall 2 because I figure I had to buy the game that I've been raving about on the website.
That you haven't played yet.
That I hadn't played yet that everybody fucking loves, so I grabbed it. Can't wait to try that out. There wasn't much going on this week. Did you guys catch the international trailer for Rogue One?
No, I
actually
didn't.
I didn't.
Okay, well, not a lot of new stuff
on
there.
Well, I'm dead.
But one cool new scene that was added for it. We see the Death Star being tested on that planet it's hovering around.
Oh,
but it's not, like, fully operational yet. So I think it's just, like, destroying, like, a city. It's not actually destroying the entire planet. So that kind of looked cool.
Yeah.
One line that was in the American trailer, but it just bugs the shit out of me, which makes me kind of fear for how good the movie
just
might be.
Keep hitting jump when you're on there.
Oh.
Or is, is the main character... I can't think of her name right now. But, like, it's a scene where everybody's just like, you have to have hope. Rebellions are built on hope. Mm. And that seems so forced just because the first Star Wars
movie... I don't know who got that grenade.
...is called...
Oh, you got it, because I have nothing.
...is sure. called A New Hope. Mm. And the fact that she's hitting down hope so badly, it just seems so cliched and...
Like 1980s?
Yeah, not even 1980s. It's just like, oh, I did not like it at all in the trailer. Because then it's, of course, like, later on, it's like, what's your ship's call sign? Rogue? Rogue One? It's like, really? We're going to throw both titles of this movie and the original movie in there?
Yep.
It's just cheesy to me. It's very hokey.
Very 1980s.
Oh, no!
What in the world?
And it makes me worry about the quality of the script. Like, every visual I've seen in that movie looks badass.
Right.
But I'm worried about the script. I'm worried that, oh, we got some really hokey, shitty lines in there. Yeah. Like
Michael Bay?
No, like George Lucas from the prequels, hokey lines. I don't like sand. Sand is so coarse. Don't look at me that way, Anakin. Just really bad, cringeworthy stuff. Oh, speaking of bad and cringeworthy, another trailer. The XXX trailer.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that yet. You told me it was terrible.
Oh, it's crap. And the only reason why I saw...
Oh, there's another XXX coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Vin Diesel. The only reason why I saw it was because when Sean and I went to go see Doctor Strange, it played in front of Doctor Strange, and I love my son to death, but as soon as that trailer was over, he looked at me and said, Dad, that looks awesome. And I said,
son,
you're going to have to go live with your mother now.
Sorry, boy.
But, you know, we all thought the original XXX looked cool, so I'm going to give him a pass because he's 8. And then he saw the Resident Evil trailer, and he thought that looked cool. And I don't think it looks cool, but it's got zombies and, what's the chick's name? Jovovich?
Mila Jovovich
just, like, kicking ass. So I was like, that wasn't as hokey as, because talk about cringeworthy script and lines. Oh, my God, XXX just so bad, just... You know, it's so bad it's kind of funny, though. So, you might want to go watch the trailer at some point. But Doctor Strange, I gave it a 9.5 out of 10. Nice. Fantastic.
You know, so the trailer for that looked awesome, and, you know, I really want to see that.
And you need to go see it in IMAX 3D.
Okay.
Because, and without spoiling anything, it gives it depth. Like, there are scenes, like, the trippy visual effects that you see in the trailer, that is the tip of the iceberg.
Wait, don't throw a grenade.
I've got none.
That is the tip of the iceberg for the effects in that. And the effects are probably the best effects we've seen from Marvel, period.
Really?
Yeah. Just the special effects are fantastic. And like I said, without giving away too much, the reason why you need to see it in IMAX 3D is because it gives these effects more depth. And it makes it for a better viewing experience. So nice. Definitely need to see it in IMAX 3D. So go see it in IMAX 3D, people. So the only other big news this week really was the election, and
stand under there.
I would like to say that congratulations to WWE superstar and Hall of Famer Donald Trump for being elected president. Sure as hell didn't think that was gonna happen.
I don't think he did either.
No, I think as soon as it happened, he was like, wait, I won. This was a joke.
Right.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
I was.
He nelson re-up before
oh, yeah.
And I was like, that wasn't supposed to happen.
Right.
I guess I have to do it now.
Oh, nice. You just killed him with a rock. Hold on. I'm going to
So, yeah. So, he won. And Stone Cold Steve Austin has truly lived out the American dream, though. Because we all wanted to be Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, no.
Because he would flip the bird, drink a beer, and stun his boss. We all thought that was awesome back in the 90s and early aughts. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? He's drank a beer on, flipped a bird, and now has Stone Cold stunned the President of the United States. He did that at WrestleMania. What WrestleMania was it?
25, I think?
Yeah, I was going to say 25. So, Stone Cold Steve Austin is truly lived the American dream. Because, and this is politics aside, I'm just going to say any president ever for anybody who's lived and watched this. So it could be Carter, could be Reagan, could be Bush, could be Clinton, could be Bush 2, could be Obama.
Wait.
Doesn't matter. How many of us at one time when the president has done or said something been like, I wish I could Stone Cold stun that motherfucker right now? Steve Austin has done that.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, you got crushed by a rock, didn't you?
Yeah.
Damn.
So, yeah, it's just kind of... That was kind of awesome when I got reminded of that. But also on election night, I did see a meme that Stone Cold Steve Austin did. It said, I promise to lower beer prices.
Oh, you're rightful. I'll get that when I'm resurrected.
Yeah.
So yeah, so congrats to Trump, but as we say,
oh shit,
it won't kill him. But as we say, congrats to Trump. Also, everybody, it was an election. It wasn't a coup. It was not a revolution or a hostile takeover, like we Americans do. It was a peaceful transition of power. So you might not like the peaceful transition of power. That's your own personal political opinion. But don't get violent over it. Don't hate your friend because they voted for the candidate you didn't vote for. In 2 years at the midterm election, elect the elect the people you want to see elected. And then in 4 years, vote against them. You know, it's no use getting into arguments, hating friends, family over. It's, you know, a peaceful transition of power. Ooh. That's one thing that makes our country great, is that we can have transitions of power that are peaceful like this. So, like I said, if your gal did not win, vote him out in 4 years. That is the best, that is the best way to do it. Don't hate your friends over it, because I don't think, again, like, a lot of the rhetoric for voting for Trump was you are a bigot and a racist. I don't think we have 60 million bigots and racists in this country. Granted, I'm sure bigots and racists voted for Trump, but not everybody who voted for him is a bigot and racist. And I think a lot of people who voted for him weren't voting for him, but voting against Hillary.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, she wasn't a good candidate either. I said this on...
You know, we didn't have... in the end, we didn't have very good options.
No. I said this on Facebook the day of the election before the polls opened. I was like, this should have been a slam dunk for either party. But they both elected, they both nominated probably the two most polarizing people they could have nominated. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't think a lot of this election was voting for one candidate over the other. I think a lot of it was voting against the other candidate.
Right.
Which is never a good thing, but... You know, if you don't want one person in the White House, you got to hope that the other person's better. Right. And that's, like, the only thing you can do. There's an extra person that way.
Oh, is there?
So, yeah, so, I mean, if a friend of yours voted for Trump, they're probably not a racist.
Oh, damn it.
Especially if they're your friends, because I don't think anybody who watches our show is a bigot or a racist. Except for that guy right
there. But we love you guys anyway.
I know, exactly.
Thank you for watching.
So don't hate on a friend or a family member who voted for Trump.
Get over it.
Just get over it, and let's move on. The election's over. Hopefully, and I said this a buddy of mine at work. I was like, you know what? We don't know what kind of president he's going to be because he's never done political office before.
Yeah, he's already doing stuff that goes against what he was saying right now, and he's not even in office yet.
Are you talking about the Obamacare thing?
He's again, talking about
you said that's something you heard.
And no, I read. I looked it up when we got home. There's more people reporting on it that he is. He may not.
Well, he can't just repeal Obamacare.
It doesn't
work that way.
Yeah.
You have to have a alternative plan.
Plus, Huffington Post actually wrote an article saying what he can and can't do in his first when he finally gets in. And it's like anything that he can really affect is really just immigration and Obamacare, but not to the degree that everyone is fearing.
I don't know, with the help of Congress, he can fully repeal that.
Yeah, that's the thing. He needs Congress.
Yeah, who's in Congress? The people who shut down the government to stop Obamacare. So.
Yeah, but he's also such a we're
getting. Well, no, we are getting politics, political, but yeah. I'm just educating you for a second.
Yeah.
The one thing all Republicans agree with Trump on is Obamacare. They all hate it, so that's not going to be something hard for him to do. Him building his wall, that ain't happening.
No. Yeah.
But no, Obamacare, he can easily do that, which he probably will. Which, looking back at it, not a bad idea because premiums are going up again for everybody. They're raising 25%.
Yeah.
So.
Hang on, don't shoot any. Oh, crap.
Just get out of there. I have no grenades. Oh, God.
Yeah, I got out of there.
Where are you? Now you're dead.
You're dead now.
Shit. It's all up to you.
Yeah, so.
You got the touch.
We got a little political, but I was just trying to educate people.
All right, Nelson, it's all you.
Yeah, you got to save it.
Grenades, yep.
Oh, fuck.
And on that death, though.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
I died a good death.
You did. So anything else to talk about in this podcast? It was a really light news week.
Mainly because everyone was concentrating on the election and freaking
it was
the fuck
not
out.
It was not a good week for the website until today. Today really spiked because
Nintendo was a cluster.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I have any anecdotal stories like I usually have.
Oh. You can just sit there and watch and play this.
I can talk about my freaking election night. So I was watching wrestling as we do for our podcast, Nelson. What's the wrestling podcast
called? Armbar!
And I had always assumed Hillary was going to win. I didn't think there was a possibility Trump could win.
Yeah.
And so 10 o'clock when SmackDown's over, I'm heading up to bed. Before I go to bed, I got to make my son's lunch for school the next day. Oh. Jesus, guys. So I'm making lunch, and I've got BBC News on in the background. Which, by the way, if you want news with zero spin, BBC News. It's the best. They don't take a biased opinion. I'm sure they have theirs, but they just report the news. It's great. It's refreshing. I love it.
You can learn a lot.
It's the home of our former
favorite show, Top Gear.
Yep.
So I had that on the background, and I'm just like, Trump was winning the red states, which, you know, we didn't think he was going to lose. Yeah. And then I hear, we're going to call it Trump wins Ohio. I was like, he wins Ohio? Because I don't know how many people are politically savvy, but the old saying goes, he who wins Ohio wins the presidency. Mm. Because that's usually the deciding state, because most states...
You would think it would have been Florida, though, with the amount of...
Florida traditionally goes red, though, with the amount of votes. And then the thing is, you can usually predict what states are going to go where. It's Pennsylvania and Ohio, mostly Ohio. Mm. That's kind of the wild card that... Every election, it's kind of like, we don't know where they're going.
Right.
And when I heard he won Ohio, I was like, oh man, we got a ball game now, because before the night started, there were slim paths to victory for Trump. Like, if he does this, this, and this.
Oh God.
He can win.
I'm dead.
Dogs. And that dog is eating you. Yep. Now he's bigger. You got to run, because he's going to eat the other dog, and he's going to be able to jump up.
Jesus. Man, freaking Nelson.
Just drop rocks on him.
And so once he went to Ohio, I was like, we got a presidential race. So I was like, well, let me stay up a little bit later, see what's going on.
Let him do it.
Nope, he ran too far. And see what's going on, you know, see who wins what. And, you know, by 11 o'clock, I'll probably be able to go to bed.
And then he
wins Florida. I was like, oh my God, he could win this. And then he just kept winning. And I was like, at finally 1:30, I was like,
oh, you stayed up that late?
Yeah,
I was at like 11:30. I was like, you know what?
Finally at 1:30, the path to victory for Hillary was so slim, it probably wasn't going to happen. So I was like, all right, she's lost. They haven't declared Trump the winner yet, but everybody's basically saying. And the best part of my night, though, was flipping over to the Daily Show once Trump won Ohio, because that's all liberals. They were in like full depressed mode. They were like down. It was hilarious. It was funny to watch. Like, the one, I can't think of the guy's name, but the guy, what was that old show we used to watch on TBS about the bar?
Oh, Cheers?
No. TBS. It was like a new show with that.
Sullivan and Son,
yeah. The black guy from that show, he's a field reporter from Daily Show now.
Yeah.
And he was straight up drinking Pepto-Bismol out of a straw. He was freaking out so bad. He was like having an ulcer. So that was pretty hilarious. And then watching like some of the pundits on MSNBC and CNN lose it, like, it was so funny. I flipped over to CNN when Trump went Ohio. Wolf Blitzer was losing his shit. He's talking fast, like he's hyperventilating, and he's like grasping at straws out of ways Hillary can win. It was hilarious watching.
You might have to shoot out those rocks.
All these people lose their shit. But yeah, so my night didn't until 1:30. Finally, I was just like, there's no way she can win. I'm going to bed.
Is that shoot out the rocks?
Or just...
But yeah, so my night was long. And I laid in bed, like, that morning before work, thinking about not going to work. I was so tired. I was like, nah, I gotta go. So I went to work, and I was just
I think
like,
there were a lot of people, actually, that didn't go to work.
Oh yeah, my office was empty. So, I just, I went in there, drank like 4 cups of coffee.
Jeez, what can I get to you?
You gotta get back to the side. Oh, never mind, you got it.
You got it. You just gotta climb up there now. And touch him. You got the touch. Touch.
Well, we totally did that like 5 minutes ago. Where were you guys at? The
power. I know. That's what got the song stuck in my head. And when I said you had to touch him. So yeah, that was my election right night. It was. And remember, I said this, I was like, I ain't staying up for this shit. I'm going to bed.
Yep.
And that didn't happen. But, you know, we got a new president.
Let me clear it up.
Let's see what happens. The one thing that I'm pseudo excited about is,
hang on,
and you should be too, because I'm pretty sure you and I are around the same pay grade. Our taxes should be coming down next year.
Did I kill you? Oh, wow.
That's a bright thing to look at. Did you even hear what I said?
I heard what you said, but yeah, there are so many other negatives that.
At this point, I'm just looking for what benefits me. And more money in my pocket benefits me.
That guy's still alive. Holy shit.
Yeah, how did he make it
left? But actually, one last thing before we go, because we're running up on an hour. We're going to try to keep these
already?
Down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, watch crap.
I saw this meme posted. Not a meme. It was a tweet, sorry. From a Canadian. He was like, so all you Americans who want to come immigrate to Canada, good luck. Because and he was like listing out all the requirements. He's like, everything Trump wants to do for your country, we already do here in Canada. So you're not getting in. Because you got to be sponsored to get into Canada.
Yeah,
you have to have
like
a
6 years.
You have to basically write an essay of what you're going to provide for the country.
Yeah.
Immigrating to Canada is not a joke. It's like, you can say, oh, I want to immigrate to Canada. You ain't immigrating to Canada.
No. Well, Canada's cool, but I don't know that would be number one on my list anyway.
It's too fucking cold.
Stand and fight. Shit. Here we go.
Well, if Cal exit happens, then I might just immigrate to Cali.
Oh, shit.
Cali.
I think, one, even if they secede, I think that would fuck them more than anything else.
Yeah, they're broke.
Yeah. I was like, what are you guys thinking? They're like, you're not going to get any federal aid.
No, they were broke long before
all. Yeah, they would get no federal aid for any kind of natural disasters. They're freaking broke. I mean, it's not a good idea for them to secede at all.
That'd be stupid. In fact, and the funny thing is, if they seceded, that'd be better for America.
Yeah. So, like, everything that's happening is reactionary. I don't want to get
it's reactionary.
I don't even want to talk about it.
it's whiny. It's just like, people get over it.
Nope.
And the thing is, you know what? The sun came up the next day. Well, it didn't here. It was raining.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It was freaking... it was raining like crazy.
The sun came up in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And the sun came up today. The sun will come up tomorrow. The sun will come up January 22nd, the day after he's inaugurated. We'll all get through this together.
I'll be watching Voltron because that'll premiere on the 20th.
Oh, well, I never watched the inauguration. So, we are going to wrap this bad boy up. You see, we're continue playing this game. We'll do a bit of an after show because some guests just came over.
Nice.
So we'll invite them. So, good night, Canada. I'm not immigrating to you. I love America.
Wait, what is that? Oh, I paused it. I just want to stop
and start this again.
I know, right? As I'm on the other phone, so I'm not completely disconnected, though. I haven't done anything because I've been playing this game terribly.
You and me both, man.
Yeah. It's like, I don't own this game, so I don't get a chance to play it that often. I mean, I could, but I don't want to. Because it requires me to turn on this PlayStation.
Yeah, forget all that.